Good morning. It is my pleasure to say hi and aloha to everyone who is listening to the White Way broadcast of Moi Ili'ili Honganji Mission. I have listened to the broadcast for many years and served as an announcer for some time. May I express my thank you to my Dharma friend, Ethel Shintaku, who has served as a capable White Way announcer for decades. I also wish to acknowledge Mr. and Mrs. Roy Abe, who are sponsoring today's White Way broadcast in memory of Roy's parents, the late Mr. Shichiro and Mrs. Kikue Abe. Roy's parents were among the many devoted members who were leaders of the past at Moi Ili'ili Honganji Mission. I vividly recall how active the Abes were, each serving as role model by contributing their time and energy in whatever way they could, and trusting in their strong belief as Shin Buddhists. Mr. Abe served on the board of directors for decades and helped with the maintenance and upkeep of our temple. Mrs. Abe was active with the Buddhist Women's Association, known as the Fujinkai, serving as secretary, auditor, director, and advisor for many years. They were both regulars for asaji, or early morning service on Sundays. Her maize gohan, or sushi rice, was her specialty, as well as her kuromame, or black beans, which we enjoyed on New Year's Day. Mrs. Abe was always giving of herself, helping with the temple cleanup, newsletter collation, omigake, and devoting many hours in the kitchen as she was a great cook. She was also a Project Anna volunteer. The Abes were gentle, humble, and selfless. Family was important as they instilled in the children strong Buddhist values. There are many role models of the past, like Mr. and Mrs. Abe, who deserve to be mentioned and appreciated as Moi Ili'ili Honganji celebrates its 110th anniversary this year. Yes, we are happily celebrating a milestone, and it is a very happy birthday occasion. Honoring our legacy, embracing our future, is our 110th anniversary theme. You may recall that 10 years ago, we celebrated our 100th anniversary with a theme of Seeds for the Future. How grateful we are to the many members of our Sangha, both past and present, who have led the foundation and persevered in spreading the Dharma throughout Moi Ili'ili community. An auspicious celebration takes place tomorrow, November 20th, at our temple with an Eitaikyo service at 9 a.m. and a celebration program, lunch and entertainment follows at the Japanese Cultural Center of Hawaii. Reverend Shigenori Makino, who served our temple for 18 years, is a featured speaker for the 9 a.m. service. The beautiful opening Hawaiian chant, or Oli, presented by Lehua Matsuoka 10 years ago for the centennial celebration, is an inspiring reflective theme for this year as well. Lehua's chant acknowledged the seed planted and sprouted at the dawning of a new day, moving, circling, warming the beauty that exists today because of deep roots and origins. We are all a part of it. Moi Ili'ili Honganji has a very rich history, so deserving to acknowledge its accomplishments and achievements. May we respectfully and gratefully thank all those ministers, their spouses, lay leaders, and members who are part of our mission's history. The 20 resident and assistant ministers, their spouses, 12 presidents, and many leaders diligently paved the way for spreading the Nembutsu teachings and the development of Moi Ili'ili Honganji, setting its purpose, goals, and mission. The insightful mission statement of today applies to our temple from its beginnings. Moi Ili'ili Honganji Mission is a center of Shin Buddhist spiritual growth, learning, and compassionate service to our community. In preparation for our 110th commemoration, the temple's leadership has undertaken several significant renovation and improvement projects. The first ever altar restoration, planned in three stages, took place starting in 2014. Other projects completed are new chairs and carpeting in the hondo, air conditioning in the annex and columbarium, re-roofing of the hondo roof, installing a photovoltaic system in the annex, a Tenjo-e project enhanced a spiritual significance of our altar ceiling with a visual representation of the Pure Land and a motorized altar screen enclosure. A kitchen renovation is also in the plans for safety and health reasons. Here's a brief history of Moi'ilili Honganji. Moi'ilili Honganji started as a Fukyojo of Hawaii Betsuing in 1906. The first temple was a single wooden structure built where Moi'ilili Community Center stands. The first resident minister was assigned in 1920. The late Harry Yoshimura family purchased the property on Kapa'akea Lane, which is the lane situated behind our present temple, and resold it to Moi'ilili Honganji for a token amount of $1. Subsequently, the wooden temple structure was moved to the nearby Kapa'akea Lane site. The temple was reconstructed as a two-story building with a minister's residence next to the hondo, and a social hall was included. In 1925, Moi'ilili Honganji officially became a recognized independent temple. Sunday school was very active at that time, and there were more than 500 students. The first president served for 31 years, at which time a columbarium was built and the Moi'ilili Buddhist Association was formed. World War II deferred the plans for a new temple. The property at 1020 Eisenberg Street was purchased as a site of the future new temple and a dormitory to house students from the neighbor islands. After the war, a dormitory building was completed. Sunday school flourished, and all space at the temple was used for classes to include outdoor space. A Byakudo Horinkai was established to perpetuate deep understanding of the teachings of the Dharma for the Japanese-speaking members. The White Way newsletter was started in 1956, at which time Moi'ilili Honganji celebrated its 50th anniversary. In 1957, the property where our temple now stands was purchased, and through major fundraising efforts, a new temple, which we are now appreciating, was completed in 1960. Boy Scouts and Girl Scout troops were organized, and a half-day preschool was started. In 1961, the fourth president served as a leader for 22 years. Preschool expanded to all day, and the dormitory was at its capacity. Karuna Society was formed to provide assistance with maintenance and improvements of the temple and preschool. Lotus Fujinkai was formed for the younger women members. The White Way radio broadcast began in 1975 and has successfully continued for 41 years. The 11th minister served for 18 years. Additional improvements were made in the purchase of the adjacent property on Kapa'akea Lane, and a two-story annex building and an additional parking lot was added. A multi-purpose hall on the second floor is enjoyed by Dharma School, meetings, and a host of activities which promote fellowship. The dormitory was declining in occupancy, closed, and subsequently sold. We are now appreciating the funds which turned into temple investments. In 1989, Project Dana, an interfaith volunteer caregivers program, was started, and its office was established at Nako'oko Street, a property bequeathed to Moi'ilili Honganji by the late Mrs. Kunio Nakamoto, who was helped by the temple. Improvements such as an elevator was installed. Air conditioning was added in the hondo. A wheelchair lift was added, and additional niches were added in the columbarium. An ukulele group called Happy Strummers was formed. The annual bone dance was expanded into the Moi'ilili community. At this 110th years of Moi'ilili Honganji, may we respectfully and specially honor all those who came before us to build our worship place from its very beginnings to the present, with their devotion, steadfast commitment, compassion, creativity, sacrifices, and challenges. May the seeds planted in the past and here now nurture more seeds in the years ahead, guided by Amida Buddha's infinite wisdom and compassion. Thank you very much. Namo Amida Butsu.